Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I'm the grandson of the late Egyptian president Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 revolution and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." In fact, freedom can mean different things to different people. For Abdel Nasser, perhaps, the most important freedom was the right for free education and healthcare. Freedom is one of the most important rights that every human being should enjoy. It is an undeniable and inherent right for all human beings. No one has the right to deprive another of it, diminish it, or limit it, for it is indisputable. Freedom also makes the individual feel the importance of their role in society. It gives meaning to their existence and completes their humanity. A person's choice of food, drink, clothing, and place of work is considered one of the simplest manifestations of freedom. These manifestations extend to freedom of thought and expression, the right to disagree, and other forms and types of freedom. Freedom is a natural human act, or the ability to act or refrain from acting. It's the first step towards assuming responsibility. How can a state that does not believe in the individual's freedom to determine his or her destiny demand that he or she pay taxes? However, the true concept of freedom and its limits have become more complex in the digital age we live in. Some studies published in the United States, a country that considers itself a world leader in democracy and freedom, indicate that 41% of American adults have been subjected to some form of abuse on social media and the internet in general. This statistic is alarming and highlights the extent of the problem even in countries that have a clear understanding of freedom of expression and do not generally suffer from restrictions on it. A person who demands freedom of opinion and expression should not use that right to violate another human right. In this context, it is important to discuss the importance of an ethical code that regulates writing and expression on social media, including the most important principles recognized by traditional media, most notably credibility, respect for human dignity, avoiding derogatory language, and encouraging debate based on multiple voices, not just one. Freedom of opinion cannot be separated from responsibility, and there is no alternative to balancing freedom of expression and mutual respect in the digital age. All of this requires standards and charters, but before that, it requires a genuine education on the true meaning of the freedom we desire. Thank you for listening, and see you next time on RT.